Felice is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Bubba Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right. Felice with the assist.
I'll record to this computer. Well, this is a 3v3 with me and Joey Chabala. It's three topics each after a post-game versus the Timbers, which we just wrapped up. And I guess we could chat about that real quick. It's been a while since I've done one of these, and the first time I've ever done one with someone else. But, Joey, I'm fucking exhausted from that match. How are you feeling right now?
Same here. It's a late one, a little crazy of a game. Off my feet half that game. It is very tiring.
Off your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were standing?
Oh, yeah. When I get into it, I get into it.
No, I was firmly planted on the couch. I've had a long day. I really have. I've been very busy today. I went to the pool twice. And I drank beer That's twice nice. At the pool. It was exhausting. But here we are now. It's midnight. We just lost 2-1. But you know what, man? Like, I don't feel bad. I watched that game, and it's the first time ever that we went to Portland and outplayed them, even when it was 11v11.
Like, yeah.
What are you thinking about that? Do you think that the stat line says we did. The stat line says we murdered them. But before the red card, man, like, what were you thinking? How are we doing?
I mean, I still thought we were outplaying them. It's like the Orlando game. I thought we outplayed them for a lot of the game. We just couldn't get the result.
We just
can't get that ball in the net.
Well, that, and we had the 3 minutes where we shit the bed.
Yeah.
That's it, man. 3 minutes. Three fucking minutes. We kicked their ass for fucking 92 because that ref at 95, he was like, I'm out of here. He didn't want to set an MLS record for yellow cards in a match. That was a lot. What was there, 10, 11?
Let me look. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for them.
Four for us. Hey, yeah. They got how it was. You know, my favorite part of the match was honestly when he gave the second yellow, because mm-hmm. it was like, all right, it's like, finally, man, this is always us, and it very well should have been us, because Teenage Adebi was a fucking wanker tonight. He's been a wanker lately. He's been a bit of a wreck. They called him reckless. And I think they were spelling it wrong. I don't think it's a W. Because if you add a W, then it's wreck less. That's actually good. That means you wreck, crash, less. That's safe. There's no W. There's probably multiple ways to spell it. But dude, fucking Adebe. Did you see that tackle?
Yep.
Do you think he should have been sent off?
Yeah, probably.
Not the one they reviewed. The one where they didn't call it a foul.
Yeah. Probably should have been.
Yeah, man. I think he is fucking. Hey, we've knocked.
He's
on
good, but he's reckless.
Dude, I'm beginning to doubt that he's good lately. I'm watching him move, and he moves so awkwardly. He moves like Manute Bol. He's an old 76ers basketball player. He doesn't move well. I don't know if he's good. I don't know. I mean, I'm also not Paulo Nagamura. But what you been up to, man, since last time we talked?
Honestly, nothing.
Like my nothing?
My life is just so boring these days.
Well, dude, lie to us. Tell us, make up shit. Make shit up.
I wish I could.
You can. You can totally do it. Like this morning, I rode a unicorn and fixed the Ferris wheel while wearing a loincloth and drinking white wine. Boom. I just made that shit up. You can make up whatever you want. Yep. You can say... Lie to us. Make us. You can be whoever you want here.
So I look like right now, like I just got into a fight with like a tiger or a shark or some shit. So little story. I bought a new, no, I just got this like really, this really nice electric razor.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Yeah. So I went to do
it. Hold on a second. Where were you shaving?
Just in the bathroom.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, like what part of your
face,
body?
Face. Oh,
damn it. You can lie to us, remember?
Okay, but anyway.
Keep going.
Anyway.
I'm interested.
So I was just fucking around with all the new settings on this like nice razor that I got. And there was one setting, like it wasn't cutting anything. I'm like, what the fuck? And as I'm like, I start pressing a little harder and it starts coming off. And then I realized that every spot that I started like to stroke with, I cut myself in every single spot. So I have like 6 cuts on my face right now. And I look either insanely stupid or I got into a fight.
Do you have like little toilet paper specks on your face?
No.
All right. Like I hate electric razors. They don't make my face ever. I don't shave anymore. I have a beard, but when I had to, I hated electric razors. Like not even on my head. Cause I've bicked my head before. Not because I was a Nazi, just I did it to piss somebody off. That's how fucking petty I am. I literally put a razor blade to my scalp to fucking get under somebody's skin. Yeah, man, I hate electric. So you're all fucked up right now, huh?
Oh yeah, I look really stupid. But yeah, I mean, I have to use electric. When my beard goes in, it's so freaking thick. Like I have thick ass hair, so like a normal razor just doesn't cut it for me.
You know they make razors with like 6 blades.
Oh, they do. I know. This is easier with the electric.
I don't use anything less than a four blade, or else it pulls. But yeah, next time, let us know how it goes when you shave down south.
Oh, we'll do.
I don't recommend using. Ooh, imagine if you put it on your nuts. Oh. On that setting. Ooh, because all those wrinkles. Because like, Here we go. Have you ever used like hair clippers to manscape?
Yes.
Like, have you ever accidentally like clipped your balls with a zero guard?
Yeah, I think everyone's been there.
Yeah, it fucking hurts, and it like bleeds immediately. Like it's like jink. Oh, mm-hmm. It hurts. All right, so let's jump into this shit. We just lost. We outplayed them. We were better, which I'm not even like upset about this game. But here we go. Here's my topic. Topic number one. And this is a guy that you like. All right, man. So I looked at the lineup card. And up front, I immediately see Memo on the fucking wing. And in my head, I go, if we lose, everybody's going to fucking blame him. And they're going to bash him. And they're going to say Nakamura doesn't know what he's doing. And it doesn't matter how he does. And like, let's be honest. He wasn't good. He was average. He was like an average player tonight. And I just, last season, maybe for 2 seasons, he would intermittently, periodically play out on the wing. And when he played there, we struggled offensively. And then, you know, we saw Quintero come in and he scores in like what? The first 3 fucking minutes, he makes something happen like immediately. So I think as soon as you put Memo on the wing, it doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter. If we lose, and we typically do when he's on the wing, because if he's on the wing, it's because somebody's hurt or somebody can't play. So if we lose, it's him. And I saw some people said, fuck Nakamura, fuck Memo. And man, he wasn't terrible. That we outplayed them. So people that are saying that shit, I know they're out there. I know right now there's a few of you listening and you're like, fuck, he's talking to me. I am. It wasn't that bad. And he doesn't play there naturally. So now here you get like a minute to talk about what I talked about. And then you jump into yours.
All right. So I thought, yeah, Memo wasn't that great tonight, but he's not a winger. He's a midfielder. I don't like what they tried it when he tries to put him on the wing. I just don't think that's what his position is. I don't think it works. I'd rather just let him give Pasher the start there.
Yeah, he didn't even sub in.
Yeah, he didn't even get a chance today. But, I mean, he did have that one moment where that back heel pass.
He had two of them.
Yeah. Maybe.
He did,
crazy passes.
He wasn't terrible, man. It's just, like, you guys got to remember, he doesn't play there. That's not his spot. That's all Nakamura that put him there. But it kind of worked. It wasn't the worst we've seen. He looked better in the first half than Thor.
Yeah.
He looked 100 fucking percent better.
So as an Arsenal fan, this reminds me of when Arsene Wenger used to take Aaron Ramsey, who's clearly like a box-to-box midfielder, it would stick him on the wing. And it just looked really weird and it would sometimes sort of work. But it just wasn't right. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah, it's not his fault. All right, Joe.
Yeah.
Hit me with your topic, brother. Talk about it.
All right. Let's talk Darwin Serén. who I thought was actually incredibly good today. And was very active today in the attack, which was something we're not always used with him. But I thought going forward, he was actually like really good. His passing, you know, he completed most of his passes. He got some shots in there. He had over 50 touches going forward, which is very rare for him. And then he had that crazy, crazy recovery at the end where he looked like he got hurt. That was ridiculous. That was almost a foul and almost lost us the game completely there, but that was just, like, perfect. But he had 8 recoveries, multiple interceptions. I just thought he was brilliant today. And I hope he's not super hurt because he came off at the end. I hope he's not super hurt because I want him to challenge for those spots with Herrera there. What'd you think about Sorin today?
I thought it was a penalty. I mean, okay, no, it wasn't. Look, it wasn't a penalty. I was listening to that fucking announcer. I was on the Hulu stream. So he was like, he gets the player before he gets the ball. Like he like tapped Bravo and then hit the ball. But like, it was just, anyway, I thought he was good, man. I thought he's been, I talked about him. I did the last fucking episode. It was titled Sir Renaissance. He's been good. He's gotten better. He's the only 32-year-old on our team that's gotten better. But yeah, man, no, I was happy with him. I was very happy with him.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So, I want to talk fouls now. I know there was a lot. There was, what did you say, 10, right?
10 yellow cards, yeah.
So I'm watching our club play and I'm watching Zeka. And his fouls, he does it because he can. Like it's shithousery. He fucks around and he plays the game and he does it because he can. He doesn't do it because he's out of position. Sebastian Ferreira, his fouls are shithousery. He does it because he can. Darwin Quintero, same thing, does it because he can. Everybody else, I'm starting to figure out it's because they can't. It's because they're beaten or it's tactical, which is they got beat, like a smart foul. But you look at some of this, we lead MLS in fouls, not after tonight. Portland have now overtaken us. They now lead by 1. It would be we have 55 and they have 56. So there we go. Or no, that would be cards. Anyway, we lead MLS in fouls. And you look at some of the bad ones we've had this year. Hadebe, who we've already talked about how reckless he is. He's been 2 yellowed once or maybe twice, at least once. Okay, it was a weak yellow, but he's done some shit that he should get fouls called and he hasn't. Lundy, who I know you're going to love on him at some point. He had that one or two boneheaded moves and he got thrown out. That's rare with him, but it's just a lack of athleticism. Seren versus Austin, Matias Vera, when they've gotten those reds and yellows, they weren't tactical. They were being out-athleted. Oddly enough, tonight, we out-athleted Portland. I know we lost, but we did. And our yellow cards were lower than theirs. And they had to foul us because they had to. There was a few, man. They had a lot of ones that should have been or were like stopping clear progress. There was quite a few, like Williamson. But what did you think? What do you think about this? What do you think about the fouls, man? I don't even know how to ask you about this. Talk about fouls.
I mean, the thing we talk about with Ferreira and Zeca, I feel like it's just South American thing, you know? It's part of that style of play. They do like the shithouse a lot. The two of them, they're both crazy. Same with Seren. Vera has his moments too. And I do agree with teenage. He's just so reckless. It's getting ridiculous now. It really is. I think Coco has that bite to him too. He doesn't seem to get as carded as much. But he does like the shit house too. And I like that with Coco. But yeah. I think you're probably right with the out-athleted thing. I think Vera looks a little slow sometimes and gets beat, which sucks because I like Vera.
He doesn't look good dropping between the center backs.
No.
He doesn't look comfortable doing that.
I think we need to find out how to use Vera a little better. I think Vera is a very good player. Yeah. I think Tab used him really well. I think that's probably his. I think last year might have been his best year because they let him venture forward a little bit and he scored some goals for us.
Yeah, but defensively, he was solid last year too.
He was. He's more of a box-to-box than a six, I'm thinking.
Yeah, everybody says we have all eights.
I'm thinking that's really what it is. Yeah.
We're all eights according to some.
Yeah, and I think that's accurate. I don't know. Vera does look like he's getting beat a lot as a six. He's fouling. I'm not too sure. But even going forward, we foul a lot.
Yeah, we just we foul a lot. And you could say it's like it's a mentality. It could be. It could be the changing of the culture. Or it just could be that they beat us and we need to fucking stop them. So we take them down. I don't know.
Herrera's probably going to add some more to that.
Yeah, I could see Herrera getting thrown out at one point this year. I could see it happen. Yep. I could. All right, what do you got for me, man? Number two.
Number two was talk Thor.
All right.
I thought Thor was incredible and shit at the same time in this game. I thought the pass to Quintero that set up that goal was phenomenal. Good vision. Perfect inch perfect pass.
It was left footed too.
Mm-hmm. And so the thing that's crazy with him today, he created two great chances for us. Then he also had two big missed chances. So like he's good at times, but sometimes he's just so shit. And I just don't know what to think about him. It was good today. At least his shots were on target. That's a first. Because usually he's skying them over the net. Both his shots that didn't get blocked were on target today. So that's a good sign. But I think overall as a winger, he's looking like one of our most productive guys, which is pretty crazy with how inconsistent he is. What are your thoughts on that? You think he should stay in the lineup?
So I think we need a left wing and a right wing. I don't think he should be... he's done the job. I think he's done the job. The first half, he was kind of missing. He had that one shot that fell right to him. You're right. He's driving the ball down. He was shooting high before, like leaning back, but now he's head over the ball. He's driving it down. And he had two good shots, and they were both saves. But the first half, mostly missing. Second half, he looked very active, very great. Very great. Fuck, listen to me. He looked very great. He had an assist again. No, I don't think he should stay in the lineup if there's someone better. And there's a lot of people that are better. What's shitty is that we don't have anybody on this team that's better than a converted striker to play our left wing. Like, that's a problem. And then the right wing, God, Quintero looks great out there. He looks so good out there. But we do something different with Quintero out there where he crosses it into Thor and Zeca, Ferreira. Coco doesn't really do that. That was more Zeca's role. Zeca was the one trying to cross it in. And we look better when Darwin crosses it in. But no, man, I don't. I want someone better. He's doing all right for a rookie. I'm happy with him as a rookie. Hell yeah, he's playing well. But no. If we're going to be a playoff team, we need a real winger.
I agree.
All right. Last thing. I'm not mad about this game. I'm not upset. I'm not any of that. I'm just kind of pleased. And I know the starting lineup was defensive. That's what we do on the road. If you're not paying attention on the road, he trots out a lineup that's defensive and DQ does not start on the road. I don't remember the last time he started on the road. It was probably it was probably 2 weeks ago and I'm just fucking being stupid, but I don't remember. He seems like he's been off the bench on the road.
It's been since DC United.
That's a while.
Yeah, it's getting in May.
So Nagamura is definitely managing his minutes on the road in the summertime. That's smart. We're going to need him healthy and fit for the whole year. We were better than Portland on the road. You've never been able to say that. Nobody, I don't think, would ever been like, yeah, we went there and we were better than them the whole game. On the whole, overall, we were better for a large majority of the game. And we lost, but it's no big deal. You know what? Because tonight was the 17th game under Nagamura. And I never, ever said under Tab or Wilmer, hey, we went to Portland and we outplayed them. We're 17 games into this. And we just did that shit. Combined, Tab and Carrera had 4 or 5 years. So this is a process, and we've moved pieces around. And like, even though it doesn't make sense to us all the time, like Thor playing the wing, we're competing away from home. We've won games. We won 2 games away from home. We beat Miami, who they should be good, but they're not. And then we beat LA Galaxy, who are good. And I think have won the most trophies, second most trophies in MLS, or something like that.
It's the most.
Is it the most? So we beat the fucking champions of the world at home 3-1, on the road 3-1. Like, this is game fucking 17. And you're not going to change it in a day. Dude, I think we fucking nailed it with this coach. I really do. At least he's the best coach for right now. He might not be the one that he might be a transition coach. He might not be the one that's going to win us shit, but he changes the culture, the future. He changes the culture. And this game right here, I'm going to throw it all at the feet of Daniel Starris. Steve Clark wasn't good either, but Starris had a terrible game. He cost us the goal. And then he was two times, he was in the 6-yard box and he totally bottled his chances. He had 2 good chances. He missed a header and then he didn't even get to another one. So, I mean, that's how I'm feeling right now, dude. I'm positive as fuck, and I can't believe it. Because I'll tell you what, when it was 2-0, it was right before Darwin scored. I was literally about to go to bed. I was eating a fucking crunchy donut. I was eating a little tiny crunchy donut. And I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm gonna text Joey. I'm going to tell him I can't do it because I'm depressed. And Darwin scored. And I was like, I'm going to stay up. And dude, for a first time in a long time, at the end of a match on the road from behind, I firmly believed we could win. And at the end, I thought we should have won. So where are you with Nagamura? Because the moral of this piece is Nagamura, to me, I think we fucking nailed it. Where do you stand right now, 17 games in, half a season under Paulo?
I think we nailed it too. I'm really liking him. He's really solidifying a good, solid structure on the road, which is what Wilmer and Tab could never do, ever. It was, like, embarrassing how bad they were on the road. And even at home, we look good, too. And I think we're just getting better as the weeks go on. The results aren't always getting better, but I think that is a lot of it to do with the weak roster we have, more so than a coaching thing. And I think he's treating our players when they're not playing well. He drops them. If they're playing good, he keeps them going. Like Thor right now, he's giving him a run of games. He's been giving Seren his run of games.
Do you think he sat Fafa because Fafa bitched about want to leave?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I do too. Fucking love it. Fucking love it.
I love it.
Paul's like, if you don't want to be here and change the culture, get the fuck out.
And Fafa kind of sucked when he came on too.
I don't think he was terrible. He has some moments. He was off sides, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He does do that. He does do that. All right, man. What's your last topic? What you got?
All right, let's talk about our fullbacks. I think our fullbacks might be the best players on our team at this moment right now. I think that's how they're playing. Recent weeks, Lundy and Zeko have just been absurdly good. It's making me want to change to a 3/5 back system, just to get them even more involved, because they're more dangerous than our wingers going forward by far. It's not even close. Like Zeka is so weirdly creative for a fullback. It's like reminds me of like Danny Alves, like Trent Alexander Arnold. Obviously not to that level, but like the way he's just more creative than a lot of forwards as a right back. I think it's wild. And Lundy was he was playing higher up than Thor half this game. He was getting in the box. He took some shots, created three chances. And then also defensively, he was great too. He had 8 recoveries. I just think he's just great. The two of them, he's good on set pieces too. We don't score many set pieces, but I think
we're last in MLS in set pieces.
I think a lot of his services look good. I think a lot of the times Steris or Parker get their head on it and it goes flying over the net. I think they're just like our biggest hustle players right now, and they're really making us a lot better. I think we might have to experiment with a five back to get them further forward. I think it might need to happen, but we'll see. What are your thoughts on that?
So you're talking about five at the back, man, or three at the back. It was when they were pushed really high at times. At times it was because Vera would drop between the center backs. And I was looking at it, and yeah, fucking Lundqvist and Zeka were standing next to like Thor and Memo or Thor and Darwin. And it was like, what's going on at the back then? Vera would drop in and it becomes almost a 5-2-3 or a 3-5-2, however, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, no, dude, I like it. I think we talked about, I was on that So Rare podcast on Sunday night, and they asked me like, who do I think is having the best season? And I said Adam Lundqvist, because he is ratings wise he's our highest rated player. And I told him, I said he's making a point right now that he's the best left back in MLS. I mean, you wouldn't, a lot of people would be like, no, he's not, but the numbers do not lie. Like they don't, they can a little, but the numbers pick up what we miss. And I think he's making a case for the MLS All-Star team at left back, 100%. And I think he's making a case right now for like an all MLS left back spot. He's playing lights fucking out. And Zeka has been, Marlon called him a revelation. I think our revelation was, who did I pick? I picked Zeka. Yeah, no, I picked Lundy. He picked Zeka, but yeah, man, Zeka's been lights out. He moves like a right midfielder, and oh my God, I don't miss Griffin Dorsey. I don't miss Griffin. I don't miss seeing Sam Junko at the left back, and I don't miss seeing Griffin Dorsey at the right back with their little ponytails. I have long hair, but I don't miss him. Zeka is fucking tits. We nailed it with Zeka. We nailed it with Ferreira. We did. It looks like we've nailed it with Coco. So far, it looks like Thor was a hit. But I don't know. I'm not sold on Hadebe all the way. I'm not sold on Verda or I know he's been good for a while, but I'm not sold on Seren yet. So who's next? Charlotte, right? The Queens?
Yeah, I'm actually going to miss that game, unfortunately.
So am I. I'm going to be fucking camping.
Yeah, weird game on a Sunday.
Yeah, right before July 4th, but they're going to have fireworks. And the fireworks are usually decent. But yeah, we're going, dude, me and the girlfriend we're taking half of her kids and all of mine camping. So it's going to be 2 adults and 6 fucking kids out like in the wild, as my daughter calls it. I want to go in, dad, I'm so excited to go into the wild. And I'm like, sweetheart, there's like a Kroger a mile and a half away. It's not really that wild. It's not like there's bears and shit. She's like, but dad, it's the wild. And I was like, all right, sweetheart, go make some slime. We'll talk about the wild later. She's going to paint. She's bringing her painting supplies. She's so cute. And the girlfriend, my girlfriend likes to paint. So she's going to go out there and the girls are going to paint. And I'm going to wrangle all the fucking shithead boys and try not to let any of them drown while I teach them how to fish. You know what? I don't call it teaching to drown. I call it teaching myself CPR.
There you go.
So what do you think about Charlotte, man? Adebe's out for it. Quick prediction. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. Who is your man of the match tonight?
Man of the match tonight, Lundy.
Going Lundy? I'm going to go Darwin Quintero. Lundy's a fucking – him and Zekar would be tied for second, but I'm going Darwin just because how much it changed once he got in. It changed a lot. I thought he totally turned the tide. And Charlotte, what are you predicting? Win, lose, draw?
I think we beat them. They haven't been very good lately.
All right.
They're actually a team I've been watching pretty often this year. I think it's a new team. It's fun to watch. I think they're like all right. I don't think they're that great though. They had a good start to the season, but on the road, I think they'll struggle against us.
They set an attendance record for the first game, and then they did. They closed off the top, right? They don't sell that shit out. Yeah, it was like it went from like 61,000 to like 23.
Well, they're still selling a lot of tickets, just not as much. But they're great at home. They just they're awful on the road. I actually think we run all over them. I think my score prediction is 3-1.
Oh, 3-1. I'm going to go 2-1 because it's always a pretty safe bet with our club.
Yeah.
2-1, 2-1, 2-0. Depends on which Clark shows up. It looked like, man, I don't want Clark to play in Portland anymore. Put Michael Nelson out for these ones. He looked too worried about hurting the fans' feelings. And it looks like he backed up Sebastian Blanco.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Michael Nelson's not good enough for his feet, though, unfortunately. I like Michael Nelson, though.
I don't like him as a starting keeper in MLS.
Yeah, he's not a starter.
He can start cup games versus USL competition. At least exactly. For me, at least.
But, decent shot stopper, that's all.
I'm positive, dude. I'm feeling pretty good.
I am too.
I feel nice about this. It's good.
One more game till we get to see him play.
Wait, is it Charlotte? Then he's here.
Yeah,
Charlotte. Holy shit! Fuck yeah, it's happening. Well, he got you. He arrived today.
We can see him again for Austin. I'm gonna miss that Austin game too, unfortunately.
You read the thing about the secret meet and greet? We're not gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I did.
The secret meet and greet they had today at the airport at George Bush Terminal E. Everybody was there. Actually, I didn't know about it till later. So good job keeping a secret. Well, that's it, man. Good talking with you, Joey. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, as always, thanks for having me.
No problem, man. And as always, go Dynamo.
Albert Valise is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Bubba Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right. Elise with the assist.
Big shout out to my favorite band, Familiar with Failure, for the introductory music. You can find them at FWFTX on all social media platforms. Once again, that's Familiar with Failure. Check them out. Badass band, cool ass people.